Hello and welcome to the first week of our adventure together. My name's Margaret, but you probably know that. And this is our first module on working the muscle of resilience. So in this group and in these videos, we are really going to focus in on how to become stronger in our muscles of resilience and in managing stress. So let's get started. I hope you have some pieces of paper, some pen. It's even better if you have a journal or a special notebook that you'll use just as we move through these modules over the next few weeks together, as we're going to be doing a lot of exercises and writing and getting some clarity and figuring out what tools you're going to use to address what specific areas in your life. So if you need to pause right now, please do that. Go get a pen and paper, especially if it's something you can come back to throughout the weeks to come. All right, so did you do that? Do you have pen and paper? Are you ready to get started? We want to make sure that every week you listen to these modules because it'll really catapult you and give you a leg up in terms of what we handle in the group together once you have these skills and have mastered some of the topics that we're going to cover in these modules. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, let's talk about why we're even here and if any of these things sound like you, okay? So, does it ever happen to you that you have memories of calls in that catch you by surprise, right? So memories just fly into your mind, you're going about your business, and a memory may be of something stressful. It might be a bad call, it might be something else from your past, an argument you had at home, just catches you by surprise, and you're like, I was just doing my thing, and I don't know what happened, right? Does it ever happen to you that you ever feel angry or irritable or confused or just kind of worried or kind of off a little bit and you're not even sure why, right? You just know like something doesn't really feel right and you don't really feel that good. So does it ever happen to you that you drink a little bit more just to take the edge off? Maybe you've had a long day at work or things have been kind of chaotic or crazy at home, and you just can't wait to pour that extra bourbon, crack a beer open, just to take that edge off. This is for you maybe if you find you're exhausted all the time. Like, I don't know, I'm doing my thing, but I'm tired all the time. I don't have the energy that I used to or the motivation that I used to. And this is also for you if you think about sometimes how messed up the world is, right? I know you guys see a lot of bad stuff out there. You're exposed to kind of the dark underbelly, as one of my friends likes to call it, of what happens in humanity, in society, when things go wrong, when people are sick, when they don't address what they need to address, or when they make mistakes out there on the road. Right? And so sometimes when we see that stuff, we start thinking a little bit more about how crappy the world can be or how messed up things are. This is also for you if you ever find you're tired or just numb to witnessing so much that goes on in this dark underbelly. Maybe it's a lot of death, you've seen a lot of tragedy. Maybe you find that you get snippy with your family more often, right? You're going to love these modules. We're going to deal directly with kind of anger and irritability and that kind of quick to get snippy with kids or coworkers. These modules are for you if you ever have difficulty unwinding from work. So you've worked, you know, a few days in a row, or you've worked your shift or your regular job, whatever your life looks like, in whatever way, and you find when you get home, it's really difficult to turn off. Maybe your mind is going, or your body just feels revved up, or it's just difficult to kind of relax once you get home or switch gears to make that transition into home life from work life. This is for you if you ever find yourself avoiding social activities that you used to actually enjoy, right? So maybe your family always used to get together every weekend and you're finding yourself kind of wanting to pull back from those, or you're used to play softball and now you don't want to do that, or you used to go out more and now you just it's not so interesting anymore. This is some of the stuff that we're going to address in these modules. Maybe you find that you're losing too much time on kind of meaningless or distracting activities. This comes in the form of maybe watching too much TV, you know, noodling around on the internet, online, other types of distractions that you're not really sure why you're doing it. You're just noticing you're doing it more. You're kind of checked out more into those activities just as a way to maybe check out and relax. And these modules are for you also if you want to protect your friends and family from what you see, from the stress of your job, from the things that you have to witness just by being a firefighter or a first responder of any kind, right? So oftentimes people don't want to bring that home and don't want to burden their spouses with that kind of information. So we're going to talk about how to deal with that as well. These modules are for you if you've been to one too many funerals. Maybe you've seen a lot of death. Maybe you haven't gone to the funerals of the death that you've witnessed. Perhaps you've lost colleagues, friends, other first responders, or you've heard about people that you've known who have either had to retire because the stress of the job was getting to them, or perhaps you actually do know some people that have committed suicide and you're tired of going to funerals. These modules are for you if you sometimes question yourself on some of the calls that you've been on what you could have done differently. Could you have changed the outcome if X, Y, and Z had been done differently? That's a really normal response when we're in kind of those critical incidents. But sometimes people get stuck in thinking about what their role was and what their role could have or should have or would have been if something had been different. This is for you if you ever notice a kind of growing cynicism about the nature of people or about the world. I hear all the time about how people think that their beliefs about people and the world start to change the more and more they get into their job or after a number of years or just seeing the amount of things that they see, they start thinking, their thinking starts to change. And we're going to talk about that in these modules as well, about how to deal with our mindset and how our mind and our ideas about the world and people often get a little bit skewed when we've seen or heard a lot of bad things. This is for you if you're deeply committed to serving your community and you're willing to sacrifice yourself for your community service. And guess what? I know if you're in this group, if you're watching these modules or listening to these modules, I know that that is you. I know without a doubt, first responders are deeply mission-driven to serve and put themselves on the line every day. So this is for you if you identify with any of the things I just mentioned. So before we jump in, I want to talk a little bit about who I am, why this topic and working with first responders is so deeply important to me, and a little bit about my background. So who am I? So my name's Margaret Gavian. I'm a licensed psychologist here in the Twin Cities. I've got a PhD in psychology, right? I'm the medical director of the Minnesota Fire Initiative. Some of you guys might have run across in the last couple years with some awareness trainings that we do. So I work with MinFire to help kind of direct the emotional trauma and emotional wellness arm of what we do. I'm also an instructor at the University of Minnesota, where I teach about stress and trauma in particular. And I have over 13 years working as a therapist in the field. So I've worked with people from all walks of life, from in war zones where I've been in several different war zones in Israel and Gaza and Kosovo. I worked with the FDNY after 9/11. I've worked with veterans at the Minneapolis VA. And in my practice, I've worked with people from police, from fire, EMS professionals. I've worked with executives of all types, professionals of all types, teachers, people with depression, anxiety, lots of trauma, and even a lot of different kind of medical conditions that can also create stress for people. So I've done a lot of consulting and training to healthcare organizations, to community organizations, in personal and professional development. And even though I have this background, and helping other people with their trauma is and has always been fun and really my mission in life, it was a piece of cake. However, even though I had that background, when it came to managing my own stress, my own trauma, my own places in my life where I felt like I wasn't the best I could be, that was much harder, right? So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my story and how I got to be there, right? I have been working hard up until a few years ago at building a career, at proving myself. Maybe some of you guys can relate to this. So I'm the person who people have always come to when things go wrong. I'm a caretaker. I'm the person that wants to be of service. And, you know, throw me in a war zone, throw me in with somebody who's suicidal, throw me in with someone who's haunted by the most horrific things in their past, and that's where I want to be. Right? That's my happiest place where I can be of complete service. For example, you know, when we were in Gaza, we were doing some mental health trainings in Gaza. You sit me down, the hospital administrator sat me down and gave me a stack of about 1,000 photos, pictures of casualties of war, dead children, people that had been in explosions, dead bodies, lots of those things. And I actually really felt honored, and I enjoy being that person who's there to help, to see the worst of the worst. I love being useful in those situations that many people are afraid of, and maybe some of you guys can actually relate to that as well. At home, however, I was wrapping up my father's life. This was a few years ago. He died when I was pregnant with my first son. He'd had a long battle with alcoholism, blended with old age, and not addressing the stress and the trauma of his own life. So I was becoming a new parent. I had a new son. I wasn't sleeping. I was going to work every day and attending to all the needs of my family. You know, trying to be the best at work, be the best at home, figure out my role as a parent, maintain my relationship. But what also started to happen, my mom was also sick, and she was starting to get older and deal with some common problems around aging. No problem, I thought. I can handle it. I'm good in a crisis, right? This is just a part of life, right? We all have family members who get sick at some point. There are times when life is just more stressful. There, you know, but we just keep doing what we need to do. We show up at work for the people we serve, and then we show up at home to serve our children, our spouses, our parents, our family. I mean, so I was dealing with all that. I had to close down my mom's house. I moved her to a nursing home to live closer to me so I could manage her health better. I was visiting her weekly, and she had dementia, so, you know, I was kind of managing that, taking on the role of managing her finances. And this is just kind of the nature of life. There's nothing special about my story. We all have stressful stuff that comes at us, you know, at some, one point or another. You know, I was having fun on the weekend. We were having backyard barbecues. I was doing the regular kid family activities. And I was still working my ass off at work, you know, just climbing the ladder there and getting promoted, in fact. And then, you know, the next week I'd start it all over again. I would do the same thing. And I have to say, I was really good at it. I was stellar. I got promoted. Friends and family members were still calling on me when shit was hitting the fan in their own lives. And even work colleagues would kind of tumble into my office asking what they should do with whatever happened to be going on in their life. So this was going on for a couple of years, a few years. I'd had a second child in the meantime. And I noticed I was always tired. I was getting sick a lot more too. Not like majorly sick, but I was just feeling run down. I would catch a cold, have a sore throat, feel really like calling in a mental health day just so I could be by myself sometimes. I wouldn't do that, but that's what I felt like. And either I was crashing at night, just, you know, completely crashing out and falling asleep, or I was tossing and turning because I couldn't really turn my brain off, and I was trying to keep straight all the things I was managing. The only way I actually knew how to feel good was typically over a few beers in the backyard with my neighbors, right? my relationship, you know, this had been going on for a few years, managing the stress of my parents and raising little kids. It was starting to drift apart, right? We were just so busy with life that it was actually really hard to maintain any real nurturing kind of authentic connection with him. So I was sitting with patients in the hospital, people that had really terrible lives and unbelievably sad life experiences. Many of them were suicidal or they had just attempted suicide. And what I found is I was starting to crack jokes behind closed doors about them, right? I would roll my eyes and I would feel like no matter what I do, the world is just gonna keep being messed up, right? I can't stop the abuse that happens in people's lives that kind of eventually ends them up in my office or down a path that has been very difficult for them. People are just going to keep abusing children, and then these kids are going to grow up and be dysfunctional, happy adults, and then I'll just keep doing what I'm doing as a therapist. But when I look at what was happening, it was actually that I was burned out, right? And I didn't like that I was starting to crack kind of insensitive jokes about these people that I actually deeply cared for, despite, you know, some of the challenges that came with working with them. So that was all starting to happen. And then my mom died. And it all just kind of hit the fan. I realized I was way off track in terms of having my priorities aligned, in terms of taking care of myself. I had all the training and the knowledge and to know how to get out of it, how to solve my stress, how to feel better. But I had never actually really had to put it to the test. And there was a lot of stuff I had just kept pushing through just to get through to manage the next day or the next situation at home or the next thing with my family until I knew I no longer could go about doing the things that way that I had been doing them. I was exhausted. Things weren't good at home in my relationship, and I realized I had to make some significant changes. So that's what I did. We all do this, right? We all do this. We push through, we just keep going, we do our best to be there for our families and on the job, but at a certain point, it piles up. And at a certain point, we realize it's not working anymore to keep going on that way. Maybe that's how you arrive to be working with me and watching and listening to these modules. You know, or we get to that one piece of news that kind of pushes us over the edge or overwhelms us in some way. Or our family members start noticing that we're not really acting like ourselves anymore. And what I noticed when I thought about that, when I realized that this was this low point I was in my life. Both my parents had passed away. I realized that my relationship it wasn't what I wanted it to be. My kids weren't getting the best of me, and I was tired and stressed out most of the time. I decided I had to do something different because I knew it was completely avoidable how I had gotten into that dip, how I had gotten into this low point, and that there had to be a better way. So I started studying other people intensively. I started reading more books, talking to more experts in the field, and I got really serious and committed to getting myself happy. And also to do that, I had to get super honest about addressing where things were off balance in my own life. There was no more going through the motions. I realized that the solution actually, when I stopped and when I looked at what the experts were saying, when I took what I already had been trained in for years and looked at my own life, the solution wasn't really all that complicated. There was nothing magical about the people that were making it or the people that were managing their lives differently. There was nothing special about my life or my life circumstances that was any different from them. Actually, many people had much more stressful situations happened to them that they had overcome as well, right? So what I did notice from my studies and my deeper dive into researching what made the difference between who made it, who was successful, who managed their life stress better than other people. It wasn't that they had a different life. It's that they had just mastered certain aspects of their lives in a very different manner. And that's what we're going to do through these modules. See, we all have the tendency to just keep moving, right? And even society encourages us to do this. The job requires us to do this often, right? We just have to get to a place where we're willing to make things right with ourselves first and right with the people in our lives. So have you ever felt that you weren't really all that happy in your life, at home maybe, or at work, or you were just kind of going through the motions? If you can relate to any part of anything that I've just talked about, then I'm so glad you're here. We're going to work together to start making and mastering these areas of your life where we can make changes and see some big results. So everybody right now, I want you to get out your paper and your pen. And if you need to pause, please do that. We'll be right here waiting for you. Okay, so you have your pen, you have your paper. And I want you to make a tally mark for a couple of things, okay? Anytime this question applies to you, or you could say yes to this question, I want you to make a tally mark. So how many of you are the person in your family that people call on to take care of things? Is that you, yes or no? If it is, make a tally mark. And here's the next question. Are you used to being the strong one? If you are used to being the strong one in your family, in your community, perhaps in your church, in your neighborhood, people come to you, right? Make another tally mark. And also, actually, make a tally mark if you feel pretty good about being that person. It's not bad. That's an amazing quality if you're the person that people rely on, you're the helper. That's great. But do make another tally mark if you feel pretty good about being the strong one. And now thinking about the next question, do you keep most of this stuff to yourself? The things that you go through, the things that are on your mind, your own stress, your own needs perhaps go on the back burner. Make another tally mark if you're the kind of person that keeps that kind of stuff to yourself. And have you seen what cynicism looks like in real time? I want you to make a tally mark if yes, you have. If you've been that person that's making jokes about some of the people on the calls you've been on. Now, humor is awesome, right? We need humor to get through difficult times, but sometimes, and you often know when it's has traveled a little too far to the dark side, where it's no longer just kind of funny, needing to change and lighten up the atmosphere, but it's actually kind of rooted in some cynicism. Or maybe you've seen it in yourself. Make a tally mark there if you've seen it in yourself, and or if you've seen it in some of your colleagues or your other brothers and sisters on the job. You can make a tally mark if you've seen that. So how many tally marks do you have? How many of those questions have you related to? Right? If you're finding that you have had at least six tally marks, four or more, we're going to get a lot of good stuff out of the modules coming ahead. So I want you to start thinking, if you can relate to any part of my story, if you can relate to some of the things we talked about a few minutes ago in the beginning, about being irritable or having difficulty unwinding from work, I want you to take a moment now and really take a deep breath if you need to. Center yourself if you need to. Take a few moments, maybe pause this if you need to. There's no rush. But I want you to get really clear on some things you want to get out of participating in this class, in listening to these modules, in participating in the online classes. I want you to get really specific, because if you know and you're clear on what your goals are, on what your hopes are for yourself, then that is power, and we can start doing something with that. So I want you to pause right here and take as much time as you need, but I want you to write down in your journal or on your piece of paper three things you want to get out of this class, three things you want to improve. And I want you to be as specific as possible. So goals and good goals are often specific. They're not vague, right? They're not, I just want to be happier. That's great. That's a great place to start. But what does that really mean? If you want to be happier, what does that mean? You want to feel more passionate at home with your spouse, or you want to engage more and have more fun with your kids, or you want to increase your energy level. Those are all great goals to have. Or maybe you know that you know you need to address some stress from your past, right? I want you to get really clear on at least three things you want to improve or get out of participating in these modules and working with me. So take a pause here and do that. Okay, great. So by now you are really clear on some of your hopes and your goals and the things you want to work on in yourself, right? As much as we know or we'd like to change our situation at work, or we wish our spouse would be different, or our kids would fall in line or not be quite so difficult, we can't change other people. The person we have control over is ourselves. And life is stressful. We all are going to have to deal with stress at some point or another. And the one thing we do have control of is how we respond to that. We're going to talk a little bit, not a little bit, we're going to talk a lot about that in the weeks to come. So my major requirement for participating in these modules and working with me in the classes to come is I need your commitment. I need you to show up for yourself in the exactly same way that you show up when the tones go off and you get on the truck or you get in your vehicle and you get to a scene. That's how I need you to show up. When those tones go off, when you get a call and you know someone out there in the community needs you, I know how you guys are. Everything about your life goes to the side. It doesn't matter if you're exhausted, if you're hungry, if you've only slept 15 minutes, right? You motivate and you mobilize to go attend to that event and to that call. So I want you to take that same mentality, which is a beautiful and wonderful and really inspiring quality, but that same way I want you to bring to these modules, to the class, as we're learning some skills to address stress in the weeks to come, as we grow our muscles to resilience. Right? I want you to show up for yourself just like you show up for other people day in and day out. All right, great. So we're ready to rock and roll. This is the first module, so you've had an introduction about what's to come. And look forward to seeing you in the next module.